Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a technical question. Now, you said you can assess a person's by assessing his Facebook. Could you share some of technique, how you will do that, not in detail, because it might be more detailed, because if you know the techniques, we can be careful how we can use the social media, how you assess a person by assessing a Facebook.
Well, let's say how I assess an organization, because how I assess people, it's a bit more private, you know, but of course I look at their preferences, I look at what they write and what they post and their photos, and, you know, it tells me something about them. But the same goes for an organization. What's the aesthetics of what you present? It's a lot about media literacy. The more media literate you are, the more detailed a reader you will be. So I tend to look at, you know, the content and the quality of the content, and are the pictures professional? Is the text professional? And if it's not, why is it not? Why is it then interesting? You know, at the moment working in West Africa, I the other day I found a website on Sahel Media from youth, and all the little pictures that they have produced of themselves. It's not professional, but it tells me a lot about this youth. You know, how are they using Photoshop to put themselves into pictures of either fame or wealth or independence or jihadists, and, you know, so I will definitely analyze pictures and texts and frequency with which it's updated. I will analyze replies to comments. I will see if people delete comments, how much censorship of comments is there, how much self-censorship. Going into the actual text, I will analyze the ethics of the people. I will check their links. If the links are dead, I will think they're probably not so professional. They're not really into the beat. You know, their links are dead. If they link to extreme material, it will also tell me something. If they link to academic material, it will tell me something about them. If they link to recent facts and stats, policy papers, political pages, yes, all these things. And of course, the more you use it, the more savvy you will be. But yes, it will give me an impression of who these people and this organization are. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yes.
Merci. C'est juste à titre d'information. Donc, autre que les médias traditionnels dont on a parlé, il y a aussi des blogs. Nous avons une formation que nous suivons depuis à peu près 4 mois maintenant, et nous avons créé un blog sur Moodle qui nous permet de parler de ce que nous faisons pendant la formation et les différents thèmes auxquels nous avons eu à suivre une formation. Donc c'est vraiment un bon outil si tout le monde, et puis tout le monde peut l'utiliser. Ça n'a pas de, c'est très facile et c'est ouvert à tout le monde. Donc vraiment j'encourage les autres collègues à l'utiliser. Et puis ça peut nous servir aussi d'outil de, après cette formation, de savoir ce qu'on fait, de s'informer de la situation pour chacun. Et si c'est possible d'avoir un suivi de ce blog-là, si on le fait. Merci.